Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Brandon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bucky Brandon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim O'Toole. And now, play ball. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud strikes out. Ryan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stroud out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro bunts towards the mound. O'Toole fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Conigliaro moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Conigliaro scores. Petrocelli moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews moves to third. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Andrews scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams pinch hits for Jim O'Toole. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Williams moves to third. Stroud moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Stroud moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandon strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Wayne Causey pinch hits for John Buzzard. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward scores. Martin moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a pop-up towards third. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Don McMahon now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McMahon, and towards Causey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford bunts towards the mound. Brandon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Ryan and he is out, Petrocelli applying the tag. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandon hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Andrews moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Conigliaro out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss pinch runs for J.C. Martin. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey is hit by the pitch. Weiss moves to second. Jose Santiago now pitching. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiss moves to third. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Stroud steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Stroud scores. Berry moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing left field. Ken Berry now playing right field. Al Weiss now playing second base. Jerry McNerney now catching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for Mike Ryan. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields the ball and throws to Wilhelm covering. Safe. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tardabul moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tardabul moves to third. Smith moves to second. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.